Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, December 2. Coming up, CMI gets funding for specialized engineer training. 200 young people complete Diageo Learning for Life program and JBDC gearing up for Kumba Miyaba 2016. The details after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, has received $402 million in grant funding from the Petro-Caribe Development Fund for the establishment of a FESTO-authorized and certified training FACT Center for specialized engineers. FESTO certification is a global stamp of approval for specialized engineers. The center, slated to become operational in September 2017, will be the first of its kind in the English-speaking Caribbean and will offer world-class training and certification in robotics, mechatronics, and automotive engineering. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Dr. Janine Dawkins, says the facility will advance skills development in the country and support the government's growth agenda.
The Caribbean Maritime Institute is on an unstoppable march towards modernity. We are now going to be in a position to train and certify students in high-tech jobs in production systems, such as bottling companies, as well as the automotive and biomedical industries.
Dr. Janine Dawkins was speaking on behalf of Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry at the ceremony for the signing of the agreement between CMI and the Petro-Caribe Development Fund earlier this week. Over 200 young people recently completed the Diageo Learning for Life LFL program, gaining skills in bartending, entertainment, management, and crop production. The program has produced close to 12,000 graduates to date. It is funded by the Denoent Geddes Foundation in partnership with HeartTrust NTA.
This commitment by Red Stripe targets the vulnerable and those in society who sometimes only need one opportunity to realize their personal goals. This objective resonates deeply with us at the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, where human capital development and protection of the vulnerable in this society are among our core mandates.
Labor and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson speaking at a recent LFL graduation ceremony. The Learning for Life program seeks to build human capital to fit the demands for skills. It also offers disadvantaged persons an opportunity to gain employment and become active contributors to their communities. The Jamaican flag is being flown at half-mast today on all government offices and national buildings as a tribute to late former President of the Republic of Cuba, Fidel Castro Ruz, who died on November 25. Jamaica joins the rest of CARICOM in the symbolic gesture of condolence to mark Mr. Castro's passing and mourn with the people of Cuba. Prime Minister Andrew Holness expressed condolences to the people of Cuba and Mr. Castro's family as he led a Jamaican delegation on Tuesday to attend the official private mass for the former president in Havana. Prime Minister Holness says Mr. Castro was an outstanding leader who, though coming from a Caribbean island developing state, has had a great impact on world history. Cuba is observing a period of national mourning which will end on December 4. And the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, through its Things Jamaican brand, will be hosting several activities this year as part of the annual staging of Kumba Miyaba. Manager of Things Jamaican, Janine Taylor, says this year's event includes a series of exhibitions, with the first being set up at the Kingston Creative City of Music event on the waterfront in downtown Kingston on Sunday, December 4.
We will be exhibiting at least 40 artisans from various product types. And essentially what we're trying to do is create mini experience villages with the Kumba Miyaba brand during the month of December.
Mrs. Taylor was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She's encouraging persons to come out and support the event, which will run from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.